Zen. Zest, zip, zap, and zing. Number 15. An Osho talk, given spontaneously at an outdoor meeting to an international audience of thousands of people.
The first question. Is there anything you can say about what is happening to Vimal Kirti? Arup, nothing is happening to Vimal Kirti. Exactly nothing. Because nothing is nirvana. The West has no idea of the beauty of nothingness. The whole Western attitude is extrovert, oriented towards things, oriented towards actions. Nothing sounds like emptiness. It is not so. This is one of the greatest discoveries of the East, that nothing is not empty. On the contrary, it is just the opposite of emptiness. It is fullness. It is overflowingness. Break the word nothing into, make it as no-thing-ness. And then suddenly its meaning changes, the gestalt changes. Nothing is the goal of sannyas. One has to come to a space where nothing is happening. All happening has disappeared. The doing is gone. The doer is gone. The desire is gone. The goal is gone. One simply is. Not even a ripple in the lake of consciousness. No sound. The Zen people call it the sound of one hand clapping. Now one hand clapping cannot create sound. It is soundless sound. The Omkar. Just silence. But silence is not empty. It is very full. But the moment you are absolutely silent, absolutely attuned with nothingness, the whole descends in you. The beyond penetrates you. But the Western mind has overpowered the whole world. We have become workaholics. And my whole approach is to help you to become zeros. The zero is the most perfect experience in life. It is the experience of ecstasy. Vimal Kirti is blessed. The whole time he has been here, he is one of those few of my chosen sannyasins who have never wavered for a single moment, whose trust has been total. He had never asked a question. He has never written a letter. He has never brought any problem. His trust was such that he became by and by absolutely merged with me. He has one of the rarest hearts. That quality of the heart has disappeared from the world. He is really a prince, really royal, really aristocratic. Aristocracy has nothing to do with birth. It has something to do with the quality of the heart. And I experienced him as one of the rarest beautiful souls on the earth. It is not a question at all to ask about him that what is happening. Of course, one tends to think in old ways in which one is brought up, and more particularly so about a German. I have heard one German reached heaven, knocked on the doors. Saint Peter opened a small window, looked out. He asked, "How old you are?" Then looked in the records, was very much puzzled, because the German said, "70 years. Saint Peter, after looking in the record, said, "This can't be right. According to your record of working hours, you must be at least 143 years old. The German continuously works. The German represents the ultimate in the Western mind. Just as the Indian represents the ultimate in the Eastern mind. The Indian is always sitting silently doing nothing. Waiting for the spring to come so that the grass grows by itself, and it really grows. Little Joey was sitting outside under a tree when he heard his mother cry out from the house, "Joey, what are you doing?" "Nothing, Mom," he answered. "No, really, Joey, what are you doing?" I said, I ain't doing anything. Don't lie to me. Tell me what you are doing. At this point, Joey gave a deep sigh, picked up a stone and tossed it a few feet. I'm throwing rocks, he said. That's what I thought you were doing. Now stop it immediately. Golly, Joey said to himself, no one will let you do just nothing anymore. Something has to be done. Nobody believes. You will not believe me when I say Vimal Kirti is doing nothing. It's just being. The day he had the stroke, I was a little worried about him. Hence, I told my doctor Sannyasins to help him remain in the body at least for 7 days. He was going so beautiful and so fine. And just ending suddenly, and the work is incomplete. He was just on the edge, a little puss, and he will become part of the beyond. In fact, that's my idea why I want one of the most modern medical centers in the commune. If somebody is just on the verge and can be helped medically to remain in the body a few days more, then he need not come back to life again. Many questions have come to me that what I think about living through artificial methods. Now he is breathing artificially. He would have died the same day. He had almost died. Without these artificial methods, he will be already in another body. He would have entered another womb. But then, I will not be available here. By the time he comes, who knows whether he will be able to find a master or not. And a crazy master like me. And once somebody has been so deeply connected with me, no other master will do. They will look so flat, so dull, so dead. Hence I wanted him to hang around a little more. Last night he managed. He crossed the boundary of doing to non-doing. That something that was still in him dropped. Now he is ready. Now we can say him goodbye. Now we can celebrate. Now we can give him a send-off. Give him an ecstatic beau voyage. Let him go with your dance, with your song. When I went to see him, this is what transpired between me and him. I waited by his side with closed eyes. He was immensely happy. The body is not at all usable anymore. The surgeons, the neurosurgeons, and the other doctors were worried. They were asking again and again, inquiring that what I am up to, why I want him to be in the body, because there seems to be no point. Even if he somehow manages to survive, his brain will never be able to function rightly. And I would not like him to be in that state. It is better that he goes. And they were worried why I want him to go on artificially breathing. Even his heart once in a while stops, and then artificially his heart has to be again stimulated. His kidneys yesterday failed. His brain has been drilled. There is such great swelling inside. This is something hereditary. It was bound to happen. It was a program in his body. But he managed beautifully. Before it could happen, he has used this life for the ultimate flowering. Just a little bit had remained. Last night even that has disappeared. So when last night I told him that, Vimalakirti, now you can go into the beyond with all my blessings, he almost shouted in joy, "Far out!" I told him, "Not that long." And I told him a story. The crow came up to the frog and said, "There is going to be a big party in heaven." The frog opened his big mouth and said, "Far out." The crow went on, "There will be great food and drinks." And the frog replied, "Far out." "And there will be beautiful women and rolling stones will be playing." The frog opened his mouth even wider and cried, "Far out." Then the crow added, "But anyone who has a big mouth won't be allowed in." The frog pursed his lips tightly together and mumbled, "Poor alligator, he will be disappointed." Arup, Vimalakirti is perfectly beautiful. She will not need to come back again in the body. He is going awakened. He is going in the state of Buddhahood. So you have all to rejoice dance and sing and celebrate. You have to learn how to celebrate life and how to celebrate death. Life is really not that great as death can be. But death can be great only if one achieves the fourth stage, Turiya. Ordinarily it is difficult to get disidentified with the body and the brain and the heart. But it happened very easily to Vimalakirti. He had to become disidentified because the body was already dead. It has been dead for 5 days. The brain is already lost. The heart is far away. This accident for the people who are on the outside is an accident, but for Vimalakirti himself it has proved a blessing in disguise. You cannot get identified with such a body. The kidneys not functioning, the breathing not functioning, the heart not functioning, the brain totally damaged. How can you get identified with such a body? Impossible. Just a little alertness and you will become separate. And that much alertness he had. That much he had grown. So he immediately became aware that I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the heart either. And when you pass beyond these three, the fourth, the Turiya, is attained. And that is your real nature. Once it is attained, it is never lost. He used to love my jokes, and this will be the last lecture for him. So 2 jokes for him. An Italian couple was rushing to the hospital as the wife was about to have a baby. On the way, there was a terrible automobile accident and the husband ended up in the hospital in a coma. When he finally came to, he was told he had been in a coma for 3 months and that his wife was fine and he was the proud father of twins, a boy and a girl. As soon as he could, he left the hospital to be with his family. And after being home for a little while, he asked his wife the names she had given the children. The wife replied, "Vela." In keeping with her Italian tradition, I did not name them. It's the men's place to name the newborn babies. And since you were unconscious, the jaba went to your brother. Hearing this, the husband got very upset, saying, "My brother is an idiot. He does not know anything. So what did he name them?" The wife said, "He named the girl Denise." "Hey," the husband said, "that's a not a badge. And the bambino, the boy he named the nephew." Einstein owned a company which manufactured nails in Ohio. He was doing so well that he could afford to spend the winter vacationing in Miami. The only problem was that he did not believe that his son Max had the good sense to run the business in his absence. Abby's friend Moshe convinced him to take the winter off, pointing out that Max was going to inherit the business someday anyway, so he ought to give him a chance to prove himself now. Abby was having a great time in Miami until he received a copy by post of the magazine, Nails Quarterly. In the magazine was a full-page color ad for Einstein's nails with a picture of Jesus nailed to the cross. The caption read, "They used Einstein's nails." Abby called Max immediately, "Don't ever say such a thing again." Max assured his father that he understood. Abby felt assured until he got the next issue of Nails Quarterly, containing an ad showing Jesus lying on the ground below the cross with the caption, "They did not use Einstein's nails." These are the three L's of my philosophy. Life, love, laughter. Life is only a seed. Love is a flower. Laughter is fragrance. Just to be born is not enough. One has to learn the art of living. That is the A of meditation. Then one has to learn the art of loving. That is the B of meditation. And then one has to learn the art of laughing. That is the C of meditation. And meditation has only three alphabets, A, B, C. So today you will have to give a beautiful send-off to Vimal Kirti. Give it with great laughter. Of course, I know you will miss him. Even I will miss him. He has become such a part of the commune, so deeply involved with everybody. I will miss him more than you, because he was the guard in front of my door, and it was always a joy to come out of the door and see Vimal Kirti standing there, always smiling. Now it will not be possible again. But he will be here around, in your smiles, in your laughter. He will be here in the flowers, in the sun, in the wind, in the rain. Because nothing is ever lost. Nobody really dies. One becomes part of eternity. So even though you will feel tears, let those tears be tears of joy. Joy for what he has attained. Don't think of yourself that you will be missing him. Think of him. that he is fulfilled. And this is how you will learn, because sooner or later many more sannyasins will be going on the journey to the further source. And you will have to learn to give them beautiful send-offs. Sooner or later I will have to go. And this is how you will be able to learn to give me also a send-off with laughter, dance, song. My whole approach is of celebration. Religion to me is nothing but the whole spectrum of celebration. The whole rainbow, all the colors of celebration. Make it a great opportunity for yourself. Because celebrating his departure, many of you can reach to greater heights, to need new dimensions of being. It will be possible. These are the moments which should not be missed. These are the moments which should be used to their fullest capacity. I am happy with him. And many of you are getting ready in the same way. I am really happy with my people. I don't think there has ever been a master who had so many beautiful disciples. Jesus was very poor in that sense. Not a single disciple became enlightened. Buddha was the richest in the past. But I am determined to defeat Gautam the Buddha. The second question. My idea of a good time is to go to a good French restaurant, eat my favorite food, smoke between courses, listen to music, drink lots of wine, and read an absorbing novel, all at the same time. What to do? P.S. I'm in Zazen group at the moment. Zazen and Vipassana. These two groups give people such beautiful ideas. Every day I receive many letters from Zazen and Vipassana group. No other group gives such good ideas. Because sitting silently doing nothing, one starts fantasizing of all kinds of things. Your idea is just far out. Vimal Kirti's brother is here, George. He has sent me a beautiful definition of the difference between heaven and hell. That will help you. Heaven is when the English are the policemen, the Germans are the engineers, The Italians are the lovers. The Swiss are the organizers. And the French are the cooks. Hell is when the Germans are the policemen. The English are the cooks. The French are the engineers. The Italians are the organizers. And the Swiss are the lovers. The third question. Have you completely forgotten about us, the poor bullocks? It is impossible for me to forget the bullocks. But once in a while it is good for you to remind me. Because I have to take care of so many kinds of idiots. That I cannot devote my whole time to the bullocks. Marlborough cigarettes were advertised for the first time ever on police television recently. The response startled advertising executives throughout the world. Sales of horses and cowboy hats went up by 500%. What does it say at the bottom of a police Coca-Cola bottle? Open other end. Did you hear about the Pollock who lost his girlfriend? He could not remember where he laid her. How can you tell if a Pollock has been in your backyard? The garbage is gone and the dog is pregnant. What do they call a Pollock who marries an ape? A social climber. What do you get when a Pollock marries an ape? A retarded ape. Did you hear about the Pollock who thought his typewriter was pregnant when it skipped two periods? How does a Pollock grease his car? He runs over an Italian. Did you hear about the Pollock who was so lazy he married a pregnant girl? The Pollock was asked in a political discussion, what would you do with red china? He said he would put it on a purple tablecloth. The two police astronauts were in outer space. One was walking outside the capsule. And after a while he wanted to re-enter. He knocked on the door and the guy inside said, "Who is there?" The police mother was baking. Her kid entered the house and asked, "Ma, can I lick the bowl?" "No," she said, "flush it like everyone else." A Pollock walked into a butcher's shop with a pig. The pig said, "Hey, how much can I get for this Pollock?" The last question. Our mother is getting really crazy being here. In the morning before lecture, she goes to the Catholic Church. And afterwards, she comes to lecture and even enjoys it. She has started wearing a red dress and she laughs and cries a lot. And did you know that our other sister is a Catholic nun? What is happening? This is a good sign that your mother is getting crazy. Because that's the only way to escape from the so-called sanity of Catholicism. And you feel puzzled that in the morning she goes to the Catholic Church and afterwards she comes to lecture and even enjoys it. There is no problem in it. It is very consistent. After the Catholic Church, one is bound to enjoy here. The whole credit goes to the Catholic Church. After the hell, you will enjoy anything. But I am worried about your sister who is a Catholic nun. Do you know what the favorite food of Catholic monks is? A hot buttered nun. Let her get a little more crazy. She is on the right lines. These priests, Catholic, Hindu, Jew, Mohammedan, they are the same people. They talk very consistently. Their theologies are very systematic, logical. It appeals to the head, but only to the head, and you are not the head. It destroys your heart. And my function here is to make your heart beat faster, to bring your energy more to the heart. Because only from the heart it can go to the being. Without the heart it can never reach to the being. From the head there is no direct route to being. It has to go via the heart. And whenever you have lived long enough in the head and you start slipping into the heart, you are torn apart. You will cry, you will laugh. You will laugh because of the heart and you will cry because of the head. And you will feel crazy, torn apart, because you will be neither here nor there. You will be in a kind of limbo. Getting rid of the priests is a difficult phenomenon. But once you are here, it is bound to happen. And if your mother has started becoming a little crazy, that means she is catching the disease, the orange disease. Fred Tannenbaum was stationed in a small southern town. There he met a girl and fell madly in love. He called his mother to tell her he wanted to get married. Yes, the girl was Jewish. "But you must be married by a rabbi," insisted Mrs. Tannenbaum. "There are not any rabbis around here," said Fred. I will send you one. And so Mrs. Tannenbaum set off for her Lower East Side shul. She pleaded with her old rabbi to go south with her to marry her son, and he agreed. For the occasion, the rabbi put on his best beaver hat, his favorite black silk wedding suit, and his long black frock coat that almost touched the ground. When they got off the plane, Mrs. Tannenbaum showed the cab driver the girl's address, but somehow or other he dropped them at the wrong place and drove off. Mrs. Tannenbaum, with the rabbi in tow, walked up and down the street searching for Freddy and his bride-to-be. As they went along, they seemed to attract a growing following. And by the time they found the right address, there were a dozen people behind them staring at the rabbi. The rabbi pulled himself up to his full height and faced the crowd of southerners. "What's the matter?" he said. "Ain't you never seen a Yankee before?" Logical, but absurd, ridiculous. The golf course was haunted by a malicious leprechaun who exploited the desperate ambitions of the poorer players. He slipped up beside one unfortunate man who was ploughing the fairway in a club competition. "Look," he said, "if you agree never to court a woman, flirt with a girl, or marry, I will help you win." "Done," shouted the young golfer with the desperate abandon of his breed. When the golfer was in the clubhouse, changing and receiving the congratulations of the members, the leprechaun popped up on the shelf of the locker. "Hey," said the little elf, "I have to have your name for my records. What is it?" "Father Murphy," grinned the golfer as he adjusted his Roman collar. These people are cunning. Their cunningness appears as cleverness. They are themselves tired of what they are doing, bored, utterly bored. Their only joy is to bore others. When they succeed in it, they feel a little happy. Your mother must have been bored enough. Hence she is enjoying here. Because this is a totally different world. These are not gospels, these are gossips. And I am not talking religion. I am imparting it. And I am not a priest. I am simply enjoying myself, and whosoever wants to join in this merry-go-round, he is welcome. The golfer was having a disastrous day. He had bogeyed 9 holes and double bogeyed 3. Then on the 18th hole, he was 2 feet from the pin for a possible birdie. But even then, he could not do it. He took 3 strokes to sink his ball for another bogey. At that point, understandably, his nerves cracked and he went to pieces. He threw his ball into the woods, broke his putter over his knee, and sat on the green and began to weep. "Ah," he moaned, "ah, ah, I'm going to give it up. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to give it up." Another golfer who was standing nearby said, "Don't take it so hard. Just because of a bad day, don't give up golf." "I know," the man moaned. "I'm not going to give up golf. I'm going to give up the ministry." "Your mother has come at the right time, it is still possible to take a quantum leap from the boring so-called religiousness into a really living godliness. We are creating here a climate of life, love, laughter. This is a great opportunity if you have guts enough. You can fulfill your destiny. It is 9:05. And I have agreed with Vimal Kirti that 8:30 he can leave the body. So he must have left the body. 9:30 he will be here. And I will be coming back to give him a send-off. You get ready, rejoice, dance to abandon. Let him go like a prince. He was a prince. Every of my sannyasin is a prince. I don't believe in beggars. I believe only in emperors. Enough for today.